This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we've talked about depression, people getting the blues, people getting into a little bit of a funk, people having major depression. And then I've also talked about people with lower serotonin. And if you notice, I don't equate the two. I never have. I think they are two separate issues. And we have medications that the FDA has approved for depression that are serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. Yet I've never written them for depression. I thought if somebody had depression, they needed something else. Maybe Wellbutrin, therapy, elimination of alcohol or marijuana or other things that can make people depressed. New job. Yeah, there's a whole variety of things that could lead to depression. But the reason why is in science, there's been a little bit of a disconnect with, you know, where serotonin actually plays. Now, I personally think serotonin plays a huge, huge role. But low serotonin could manifest in a variety of different symptoms. So if your serotonin is low, you might be more grumpy. People might get on your nerves. You might be like, gosh, man, Dahlia's show is annoying. Your serotonin's low. But you're like, man, Dahlia's show is so good. Serotonin's good. If you have low serotonin, you might have trouble sleeping. You might be more prone to just hurting. Gosh, I'm always achy. Or, ow, I stubbed my toe. Ow. That's not funny. But, you know, just on edge. Not sleeping well. Making bad decisions with eating. You know, maybe your blood pressure is a little high, acid reflux. Low serotonin could manifest in a variety of things. But we noticed that if we help you maintain your serotonin, you might feel less depressed. Do I think the serotonin specifically causes depression? No. Well, a study has now come out and discussed just that. And people say it's landmark and everybody can't, see past now. Oh, man, now we have to change the whole way we do depression. No, we don't. I've said this from day one. We don't use SSRIs for depression. I don't think the FDA should have necessarily only given Prozac and Lexapro and Citalopram and Celexa and Paxil and these medications just a approval for depression, because I think low serotonin manifests in a whole variety of things. But this latest study from the University College London says that there is no convincing evidence that depression is caused by an imbalance of serotonin. One academic involved in the study said that these findings are quote-unquote eye-opening and everything I thought I knew has been flipped upside down. I don't understand that because that was all common knowledge to me. That's how I learned it. Lead author Professor Joanna Moncrief is a psychiatrist and said the popularity of quote-unquote chemical imbalance theory has coincided with a huge increase in the use of antidepressants. She says thousands suffer from side effects of antidepressants, including severe withdrawal effects that can occur when people try to stop them, yet prescription rates continue to rise. So the lack of she's right about the withdrawal of the medications. She's right about the withdrawal of the medications could be a severe issue, which is why, you know, I have mentioned this a lot on my show. When somebody stops their medicine, or they refuse to take their medication, you know, and they've been on it for a while, that could be a very, very dangerous time. But the reason why these SSRIs have been prescribed is a variety of things. One is people do feel better on them. So when they're on citalopram or sertraline, which is Zoloft, Prozac, fluoxetine, paroxetine, escitalopram is Lexapro, people notice that they're less edgy. They fight with their spouse less. They tolerate work more. They're not happy pills. It's just if your serotonin is low and these prevent you from metabolizing your serotonin, they're selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors inhibiting the reuptake of serotonin. It doesn't inject anything into you. It just helps your body maintain your levels a little longer. They will notice a positive influence on mood, emotion, sleep, etc. But are they necessarily antidepressants? No. So, you know, the reason why we have society now where more and more people are using them is in the olden days, it was so stigmatized to have a mental health condition that you didn't want people knowing. If you had to take Prozac, or you had to take a barbiturate, or you had to take a benzodiazepine, you kept it to yourself. Because people would stereotype you, and they would be biased, discriminate against you, label you. Nowadays, everybody's taking something. Everybody has a therapist. Everybody has a, and I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people do. And I welcome the normalization of putting your mental health first. But I think a lot of people also are doing the opposite where they're not working through their issue. If you feel bad because you eat like crap and you're not exercising, don't go to a pill. Eat properly and exercise. Get some vegetables in you. Lose the weight. Get some good sleep. So I do think there's this idea of, well, a pill can fix it. So I, you know, if for those people that were turning to alcohol and drugs, if they could use a pharmaceutical instead, I welcome that. And that's what they're there for. But if there are things you could do naturally and environmentally, that's even better. You know, B vitamins, like B6, B12, things like, you know, these things can, you know, help a lot of the way you think and a lot of the way you feel. You remember my cat was really grumpy, the one that goes pee-pee house all the time? I started him on vitamins, and he's a lot more frisky. And, you know, he and the girl cat have a lot of fun. So, you know, sometimes it's you know, making sure you're getting, you know, proper nutrition. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, Sesame Place theme parks are in a Muppet bunch of trouble with a incident that happened where Rosita, one of their characters, was in a parade, was waving, high-fiving, maybe hugging other children. But when she was asked by two little girls who were black to hug or clap or high-five, she gestured no and walked on, off. Now the family is suing. And the lawyer says this isn't the first time we've seen multiple videos, I've seen them, of Rosita or some of these other puppets just walking past small black children. Now, I understand that there is, you know, if this does go into a legal battle, there's going to be videos probably of, the puppets and the Muppets and the, I don't think they're called puppets, I think they're called Muppets. There's going to be probably this back and forth of, no, it didn't have to do with the children, it had to do with, you know, I had to keep a pace with the parade, or I had to, I could only stop and shake the hand of somebody at chest length, and I couldn't bend down for a young child who's sitting there or standing there, you know, and so it will be a back and forth. But for those of us that work in corporations or who train employees, we need to rethink how we, our employees, deal with the public. Because Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind Sesame Street, has responded to the viral video of these two girls, and I've seen other videos where little kids are completely ignored by the Muppet, and they plan to, they had posted an initial response, and I've read that response, but I'll read it again, and they are going to reinforce their bias training, and they promise bias training for Sesame Place staff. Now, most companies already have bias training, but does this bias training work? Now, I know people are mixed. You know, did that person who dressed up as Rosita completely skip and blow off these two black children? And we've seen other videos of that as well, or was it that she's only allowed one or two handshakes and that she's got to keep up the pace because of the parade coming? And so this can be a big problem for, children who don't understand the nuances and think they were blown off, feel that they were victims of racism, which it could have been. Or it's a big problem for employers who are like, look, when you do shake people's hands or when you do work with customer service, you need to make sure you are 1,000% equal with everybody, because if you aren't, it is going to be construed as you discriminating. And so there's been some back and forth, and now the lawyer for the family wants the Sesame Place, and I believe it's owned by SeaWorld, wants Sesame Place to admit that they did wrongdoing. The attorney representing the family said they were ignored. Attorney Ivory Lamar said he rejects claims that the monster costume prevented the actor from seeing them. I don't like that excuse. That was not, I was really shocked that that was the excuse they used, because she looked down and if it was a she, and saw the kids. So no, but Lamar claimed that the incident is not isolated, and 25 to 30 other families have come forward to report similar claims. He wants the theme park to now pay for the girls' mental health expenses. One is in isolation. He also is giving the theme park 12 hours to issue an apology showing acceptance of wrongdoing, or says he will release further evidence. Now, this is, again, Sesame Place. Sesame is, and the Sesame Street Show, and, they pride themselves on being diversified and being progressive, having all ethnicities represented, in Sesame Street, and then, they take pride in that. So to have an employee who appears racist is a big no-no. And having any employee anywhere. So Sesame Place Philadelphia, and that's what has happened, said, our brand, our park, and our employees stand for inclusivity and equality in all forms. This is what Sesame Place is all about, and we do not tolerate any behaviors in our parks that are contrary to that commitment. We also are, and always have been, committed to making sure every family and every child has the best possible experience at our parks, and we are incredibly disappointed when that does not happen. Regarding the incident yesterday, the costumes our performers wear sometimes make it difficult to see at lower levels, and sometimes our performers miss hug requests from guests. Again, you could see her look down and say no. Now, she also said no to somebody else before that, but still, It looked bad. The performer portraying the Rosita character has confirmed that the no hand gesture seen several times in the video was not directed to any specific person. Rather, it was a response to multiple requests from someone in the crowd who asked Rosita to hold their child for a photo, which is not permitted. The Rosita performer did not intentionally ignore the girls and is devastated about the misunderstanding. We spoke to the family and extended our apologies, inviting them back for a special meet and greet opportunity with our characters. We apologize to these guests for not delivering the experience they expected, and we commit to do our best to earn the respect of all guests, visit, and support. So, you know, Sesame, whether that apology is enough or not, they have a problem. And when you see some of the video footage of little black children being ignored by the Muppets, it's a concern. It's a very, 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 visual, very, it's, and you also see the heartbroken kids. Now, as I said yesterday, my guess is what the company's going to probably eventually do is stop all hugs, stop all interactions, so that they aren't, they don't have an employee who, one, if the employee is racist, can skip children of color or children of certain ethnicities, or they don't have the potential of, well, the video caught this, but they didn't catch this. And so it's a very it's very challenging, and it puts companies in very vulnerable positions if you're doing the bias training and your employees don't follow it. Now, I've done bias training. I agree with it all. I think especially in medicine, there could be some biases. I have spoken out on a lot of the biases where we'll start people on medication, and just because it worked really, really well for a Caucasian patient doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work well for an African-American or Hispanic patient or Asian patient. So I think we really do need to, you know, appreciate the differences and how some people might do better with different medication and not, you know, force everybody to take medication that was studied in a predominantly Caucasian study. But on the flip side, if you have somebody who has bias and they don't want to touch somebody else that's not in their race, or they don't want to spend as much time with that person, do these racial sensitivity trainings work? You know, if you have somebody who's biased, I mean, I've met people that hate Jews. There is no video or after video question set that's going to change their opinion. You have people that hate Republicans, that hate Democrats. There is nothing that's going to change their opinion of those people. And so, you know, when you have an employee and somebody comes in with a MAGA hat, and then they brag that, you know, they had to stick them twice with a needle or wink, wink. I mean, we have bias, you know, in the labor sector. And how does an employer stop that? How does an employer fire somebody for perceived bias? You know, if the Rosita character is like, look, you fire me, I'm going to sue for wrongful termination. You know, I'm in a parade. I have this machine coming up. I shook everybody's hands of all races and nationalities. And then I had to finally get back onto course. So I said no. And these companies could be damned if they do, damned if they don't. And for those of you that have employees, this is a major issue. And how do you screen your employees for racism? It's difficult. People hide it. Some people don't even realize they have those biases. They might spend more time with a good-looking customer than a not-so-good-looking customer. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cost to buy a home in the United States continues to rise. The median existing home price hit another record in June, rising to $416,000, and sales declined for a fifth straight month as higher interest rates pushed more buyers out of the market. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska is addressing Congress.
I'm asking for weapons. Weapons that would not be used to wage a war on somebody else's land, but to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home. I'm asking for air defense systems in order for rockets not to be killed, not to kill children in their strollers.
The United States has sent roughly $7 billion in aid and weapons already to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know how much NPR gets. NPR, from what we understand, does receive funding. I think taxpayers provide, I think one report was close to 25% of what they make. I don't know much about that. And it's a little interesting how NPR, with, you know, a lot of their more, you know, national public radio, has a lot of more liberal bias. So I'm kind of surprised that that still goes on. But the topic has come up because they have announced a disinformation team. this disinformation team, even though NPR has covered disinformation, and we'll talk about how, you know, people are saying this about masks or this about vaccines or whatever, now they're expanding to a full team this summer. U.S. Representative Dan Bishop, a Republican from North Carolina, says we need to defund NPR. And so I just was reminded that I guess NPR gets tax dollars. I mean, is there a conservative radio that gets NPR that gets funding as well? I don't know if media should get funding from the government. Critics noted that NPR receives taxpayer funds and raised concerns about the weaponization of the phrase for political purposes. This is according to thecentersquare.com. Other critics pointed out that NPR's handling of the Hunter Biden laptop story, one that went mostly uncovered during the last presidential election, as many mainstream outlets denied its veracity, are newsworthiness, and then the New York Times confirmed the authenticity of the laptop in coverage after the election. So if NPR is going to be the barometer of, you know, proper news, they have a lot of fixing to do. They say, according to NPR managing editor, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories. And we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. Okay, well, isn't distraction a subjective term? I mean, you know, when I was dating my husband, somebody said, you don't need that distraction in medical school. That's not a distraction. He's my future husband. That was very significant. The dating needed to happen in order for him to want to marry me. That's no distraction. And I didn't get distracted in medical school. My grades were fine. Distraction is a very subjective term. So is stories that are not really stories. So if somebody is leaving, let's say, a vaccine clinic and drops and collapses, like we had seen early on with the vaccine rollout, that's not a story? What makes something a story? Does somebody have to die? Does somebody have to, what's the definition of a story? This was in an interview in October 2020. The NPR managing editor said, and quite frankly, that's where we ended up. This was a politically driven event that we decided to treat it that way. This in regards to Hunter Biden's laptop. In April 2021, NPR reported that Hunter Biden's laptop had been discredited by intelligence officials, but then issued a correction. They said a previous story of the story said U.S. intelligence had discredited the laptop story. U.S. intelligence officials have not made a statement to that effect. So this term disinformation, remember Homeland Security wanted to create a disinformation governance board? And that was immediately criticized, and they stopped it. And in fact, they let go of the woman. She was singing in supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and she was making fun of the Republicans, and you're like, where's the objectivity? But now that NPR has announced the creation of a disinformation team, we start to wonder, again, what are they going to choose as disinformation? NPR, on its website, stresses the need for federal funding, particularly for member stations. Said 8% of their funding comes from legal appropriations via the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and another 4% from state, local, and federal governments. Federal funding is essential to public radio service to the American public. Its continuation is critical for both stations and program producers, including NPR, a public radio station. They receive annual grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that make up an important part of diverse revenue mix that includes listener support, corporate sponsorship, and grants. Stations, in turn, draw on this mix of public and privately sourced revenue to pay NPR and other public radio producers for their programming. They said elimination of federal funding would result in fewer programs, less journalism. Well, is it all skewed one way? I haven't listened to NPR in a while, but most of what I hear is not very... In fact, it seemed to be anti-president I like the idea of debate, but it seems to be very one-sided. So and doesn't Sesame Street get public funds? They get a grant from the Public Broadcasting Corporation? Or I forget if they, I just remember, Sesame Street is brought to you by, you know, the letter B or whatever, and then it's with the help of a grant from, and they would, you know, say what public grant they got. And now Sesame Place is in a lot of trouble for racism. So, you know, we may have to, because of Rosita ignoring kids that are not white when they go through the hugging and the high-fiving and the other things that they do. We have video of her skipping, you know, two black young girls who wanted a hug when she was hugging and touching other people. So it's we do need to rethink what our tax dollars are going for. But my problem as a doctor is this disinformation and misinformation. Everything I had said that was accused as misinformation came out true. When I had said Fauci was right about, you know, the mask just being a barrier and not necessarily protecting you 100% from this virus, and, you know, it needs to be a clean mask, a good mask, and then, you know, why the mask mandate didn't make sense, here we are now. The mask mandates have ended, even though we're in a wave. There's been evidence that masks still can spread illness, that people are wearing dirty masks. Everything, that wasn't misinformation. I was right. I was accused of misinformation on Facebook for bringing up molnupiravir that was in clinical trials. Merck is working on a drug for COVID. I immediately got banned. And I'm like, but molnupiravir is a drug, and here we are. It's FDA emergency approved. It's not widely used, and, you know, people are using Paxlovid because that's easier to get, but there was no misinformation there. When we would talk about side effects of vaccines, the CDC has on their website, yes, there are side effects. These are the side effects. One girl in my neck of the woods got a horrible blood clot after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That was not misinformation. So everything that I've talked about was true, came true. The only thing I said that was wrong was I was on Fox News, and when Bill Hemmer asked early on in this pandemic, you know, when do I think this will end? You know, and this was early on, and I echoed what a lot of doctors echoed. I believe by this summer, you know, this should be done. If it follows the previous SARS that went from 2002 to 2003, it ended in July. Last case was May, ended in July, the previous SARS. Many of these swine flu ended by the summer. That was the only thing I said that was wrong. Again, it was a guess. It was a prediction. Only thing I've said about this that was wrong. The other thing that maybe you could debate is I had said that I felt natural immunity would be a very, very strong component to people having future immunity to this. Natural immunity is helping, but it looks like you could get COVID despite being vaccinated and despite having natural immunity. So I did give a lot more credit to natural immunity. But for the most part, I've been right about everything. So if you have a team that's going to say that's still misinformation, that's misinformation to me. 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated.
Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. So I'm going to look into why this was such a big deal. But apparently we have a list of states who panicked the most about toilet paper supplies during the pandemic. Okay? There's a study for everything these days. Not the studies I need done, but it's a study. It was done. And it was an interesting study, a valid study. It was put on by Cherry Digital, a performance public relations and content marketing agency. But what they did is they wanted to see who wiped their Google searches clean when it came to searching for toilet paper. And then they ranked the states who demonstrated the most strain. No pun intended. So they conducted an analysis of Google search data from March 2019 to March 2020. And then saw what the uptick happened in March 2020. And to look at, quote unquote, frantic online searches for toilet paper. Arizona topped the pile with a 11,155% increase in toilet paper searches. Alaskans had a 1,234% increase in toilet paper searches. Now, lockdown severity in terms of, well, whichever states had the most severe lockdowns, those were the ones who probably had them. Not necessarily, because both Florida and California came in the top five. California did rank second with 9,710% increase. Florida came in fourth with 7,164% rise. But Arizona, 11,155% spike in toilet paper products needing to be searched. Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, and Idaho seem to be the top five states that were the most worried about their toilet paper and their tushies. Texas, Nevada, Utah, Michigan, and Missouri came in the top 10. Then came Washington, Virginia, Minnesota, New Mexico, New York, rounding out the top 15. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, Ohio, rounding out the top 20. And by top 20, meaning a 5,000% on where to get toilet paper. Oregon, Connecticut, North Carolina, Tennessee, New Hampshire, Georgia, Maryland, Iowa, Indiana, Kansas, and Wyoming, or Kansas round out the next 10. Then came Wyoming, Montana, Kentucky, Maine, South Carolina, Wisconsin, Hawaii, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Arkansas. And then the final 10, the 10 least worried but still went up thousands of percent in searches, was Mississippi, Nebraska, Alabama, Louisiana, Rhode Island, North Dakota, Vermont, Delaware, South Dakota, and Alaska. I don't know if I can really find, you know, some patterns. Maybe southern, southwest states were more concerned. I don't know. But it would be interesting because, you know, for toilet paper, some of us really need our toilet paper. And we panic when we don't have toilet paper. Others are like, no big deal. I have a bidet. I don't have a bidet, but some people have bidets. Or there's a shower. Or there's a no big deal. I'll use a washcloth and I'll stick it in the washer. I don't know. Maybe there's different trends. But, you know, for California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Texas, to be in the top 10, maybe we do things different in the West and Southwest and the Southern. Yeah, I don't know. But Alaskans, Alaskans, they probably only do their shopping certain times of the year. Maybe they weren't really shopping a lot by March 2020 because it was still really snowy. Now, toilet paper prices rose in 2020 by 8.6%. So that was a huge spike. But nothing like we saw later. Consumer panic buying led to initial supply shortages, but by 2021, the supply chain crisis then extended our hygiene woes. And now with inflation, everydaycheapskate.com reports at least a 38% increase in toilet paper pricing from last year. So what's fascinating about that is there's been a lot of blame. You know, as to inflation, and everybody said, well, the prices were going up. Prices were going up with COVID, but that is huge. In fact, they say Costco's Kirkland brand 2-ply toilet tissue in the 30-roll package contains a total of 1,400 square feet of product for $21.99. That's about 1.5 cents per square foot. Yet, right next to it is Charmin's 30-roll package, 2-ply, containing 805 square feet of paper, is for $31.49 or 4 cents a square foot. So almost three times more. So, you know, when you buy, okay, I buy toilet paper on Amazon. Not that I'm trying to give Amazon a push, but what I like about Amazon is sometimes it actually breaks down for you the cost per sheet. Because I can't figure that out. I mean, I guess I could if I wanted to do the math. But the way they package things are very, very elusive. So before, you would get a four-pack of toilet paper, and it was very easy to tell. You know, there'd be the Charmin. You know, you remember the commercial, don't squeeze the Charmin. You'd squeeze it. So Charmin would always be your first squeeze. That'd be the first one that you jump to. After you squeeze it, you said, wait a second. I like the squeeze, but how much is everything else? And then you notice something else was cheaper, so you put the Charmin back. And you could tell that other people were squeezing the Charmin because the package looked great. And sometimes the plastic was punctured. Definitely don't want toilet paper that was touched by somebody else. And you would easily look at the four packs. And when you looked at the four packs, you could pretty easily decide if the pack was larger, if the roll was larger, if the roll was smaller. It was pretty easy. Now there's six packs, 12 packs, double ply, triple ply, and these are things that are supposed to elude the customer. And so if you go on Amazon or any of these sites, you see a big, huge, you know, package of toilet paper. By the way, online shopping really screws with you because I can't tell you how many things I buy, and it is 1/1,000th the size I thought it would be based on the picture online. But you get the toilet paper, and I'm getting things now where the rolls are super small. In fact, I used toilet paper last night in the downstairs bathroom that I believe was Amazon brand, and I've had notebook paper that was softer. So I don't know what the heck is going on there. So you really need to be savvy as to what's going on with what you're buying. 1 year ago in comparison, they said on February 13, 2021, the same Kirkland bath tissue 30-roll package contained 1,594 square feet of product for $15.99 or 1 cent per square foot. And the Charmin 30-roll package was 2.5 cents per square foot. Today's price represents a 43% increase of the Charmin or a 38% price increase from the Kirkland. So prices, I mean, a 38 or 43% price increase for toilet paper starts to make you kind of rethink, you know, what we're doing. Now, I had written a piece on toilet paper. Is it bad for your tushy? You have hemorrhoids, fissures, rectal itch, and some people claim that the toilet paper can make it worse. I like toilet paper. I think you might need to dampen it a little bit. I don't think you should rush wiping. Got to be careful with bidets because they could, you know, they could interfere with some of your microflora, especially in the vagina area if you have one, and, you know. But toilet paper shouldn't cause hemorrhoids. You know, toilet paper is disposable and sanitary. Wet wipes that have chemicals could irritate the skin, especially with the benzoyl peroxide and the phenoxyethanol and the benzoyl alcohol and the ethyl hexylglycerin. That's enough to give you an anal fissure just thinking about the names. So I recommend use toilet paper dampened with clean, warm water. Wipe gently. You don't need to have a whole big wad of it. But you might need to, with the recession, start to rethink, you know, how much toilet paper you're using. Because I think we are spending a lot on these staples. And I mean, maybe we don't have to use as much. Maybe, you know, wipe, use the corners. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.